FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
All right. Well, let's get to our guest here, Paris Denard, with Trump 2020, an advisor to Trump 2020. Paris, it's great to have you on the show today. Lots to talk about.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So we know that President Trump seems all in on running again in 2020, and he's excited to do so. But we're seeing a lot of folks lining up on the left to try to take him down. Bernie Sanders has been probably the most aggressive in his accusations of how absolutely horrific this president has been for the United States. And I'm failing to see the statistics to back up Bernie Sanders' assertions about what Donald Trump has done to the country, rather what Donald Trump has done for the country. How's the president feeling about the Democratic field so far?
I think the president is very focused on doing the job that the American people elected him to do. The thing that none of those Democrats have in common with the president is the fact that he won the election. He's a winner. And for those who are trying to run again, like Bernie Sanders, who've proven themselves to be losers on the campaign trail for the presidency, the president is focused on doing the job he was elected to do. And because of his leadership, the country is on good footing, both domestically and internationally. We see the positive outcomes of his Make America Great Again agenda. And so you have people like Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Senator Klobuchar and the rest of them that are lining up to run, and they're not going to be able to speak to facts or truth or the positive of this past 2 years, because to do so would admit the fact that the president is doing an effective job and makes it difficult for them to have a rationale for why they need to defeat him or go against the positive agenda that has had, not just on white Americans or Hispanic Americans, but African Americans and Asian Americans, disabled Americans. I mean, the list goes on and on about the specific groups of people and communities that have been impacted on a positive basis because of this president.
Yeah, Paris, you know, one of the key things that you're explaining here, all these successes that the president has had, it's hard to figure out how the American people are going to hear about these things without folks like you, who's working with the campaign, coming out to say it, because this media is so dead set against destroying him. He's come out today in support of the Covington lawsuit against the reckless journalism that took place in the wake of that field. But you mentioned things that he was elected to do. Seems as though that people are trying to undo the election of 2016 as much as they are focused on 2020. How is he going to cut through in the coming days regarding getting his message out, making his case to the American people, when the media is so dead set against him?
Well, I've had my fair experiences with the media, and I will tell you that they are, the mainstream media, the liberal media, are dead set against this president and anybody who supports them. We have seen it. And so what the president has to do is he has to rely on persons like myself, people that listen to your radio program, and you know, conservative radio is critical, but also those everyday Americans. It really means we have to talk to our neighbors. We have to get on Twitter. We have to up what we do in terms of our activism. If you have gone through the political cycle and you just talk to your neighbor, then we need to take it up to tweeting. If you just tweeted, we need to get you writing letters to the editor. If you've written letters to the editor, we need you to write op-eds. If you just write op-eds, we need you to call into radio and get the word out. Talk to your neighbors, your friends, your family about what's happening, and stay tuned to the president's Twitter. Go to the people that you respect and trust and that are objective, given the facts about what this president is doing. Go right to the website of the White House. Get the facts and the information from the agencies themselves, and don't rely on what you hear, unfortunately, coming out of a lot of the mainstream media, because they are distorting the narrative, and they're lying, quite frankly, and they are trying to undermine not only the president's agenda, but the president and the presidency itself.
Yeah, it is something to behold, the amount of contortion that the news, the facts go through before they get presented to the American people through an agenda-driven media. I want to play this clip here from Elizabeth Warren And it just kind of painting a picture of what this president and his supporters must adhere to.
Why, for example, on immigration, we're not going to build a wall that is a monument to hate and division. That's what that's really about. That's not about border security. The security issue that he's raising, this emergency at the border, is fake. The whole point of that wall is to get his folks stirred up around the notion of hate.
How susceptible are Trump supporters to getting stirred up at the notion of hate?
Look, I don't know what this woman is talking about. I don't think she knows what she's talking about. And it's, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing because the average American understands that we already have walls up on the southern border. What the president was trying to do was complete the task, finish the project, and get it done in a timely manner to address the obvious crisis that's on the border. She may not call it an emergency, but I can guarantee you that it's a crisis. So you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take Senator Warren's word for it. What the American people should do is listen to those families who've been impacted by MS-13. They should talk to those angel moms and dads, those angel families who've been victimized by criminal aliens that have come across the border. They should talk to those heroin victims and the family members who've been strung out because of drugs that are pouring over our border. So, and lastly, talking about the human trafficking toll, the modern-day slavery that a lot of people have been captured in by these coyotes and these thugs that come across the border and bring these innocent women and children across the border to enter into modern-day slavery. So I don't think anybody is motivated by fear. We're motivated by truth. We're motivated by facts. We're motivated by the evidence that's on the border that is plainly listed. President Obama called it a humanitarian crisis, and half of those senators voted for that are national leaders right now voted for it years ago in terms of the Safe Fence Act. And so what we see is that we are going to be motivated by one simple slogan, which is make America great again. And in 2020, it's keep America great. And one of the ways that we do that is having a strong economy, having a strong leader in the president, and having a strong and secure border, because we are a nation of laws. It's not about fear. It's about truth and facts and making this country the very best that we can do. As a matter of fact, it's also about respecting the rule of law and legal immigration, legal immigrants that come here. It is shameful what the illegal immigration and the open borders are doing to the backlog of people who are trying to get here safely, securely, and legally.
We're speaking with Trump 2020 advisor Paris Denard. So I have to ask you, in the next, let's say, 6 years, the additional term added to what we have right now, if this president wasn't hindered by what we're finding out from Andrew McCabe, whether we choose to believe his version of the events or Rod Rosenstein's version or James Comey, however these pieces all fit together, how could this president see success unfolding throughout his administration if he were not being the target of these contrived investigations?
Make no mistake about it. The president is up against a mountain of obstruction, harassment, and malicious intent from not only the media, but the Democrats that are in control of Congress right now. And quite frankly, some people within the administration involved in the deep state. The president is up against a lot because people have Trump derangement syndrome and just refuse to accept the fact that he is our president and refuse to accept the fact that the president is doing a fantastic job. And so what he has to do is stay on message, stay focused, and keep the people around him true and pure and real and loyal that are around him, loyal not just to the president, to the presidency, but to the American people, so that we can get the job done. The president has such an opportunity ahead of him. As long as we can get this silly Russia witch hunt investigation away, mm-hmm. we can deal with the Democrats, we can take back the Congress, and try to do the things that we need to do to put this country back on the right footing and keep it on the right footing that he's been able to do. It would be amazing to have the Republican Party united around this president, and have Democrats in Congress willing to put politics aside and do what's best for their constituents and the American people and pass meaningful legislation to impact the nation for the better. And there are a lot of things that they can compromise and work together on, but they are so hell-bent on focusing on taking this president out and anybody attached to him out, it's really sad. But we have to maintain our focus and our drive and be on the offense.
Paris, I got about 30 seconds here. You mentioned the deep state. How's this president done at addressing the deep state and draining the swamp so far?
I think the president's doing a pretty good job. I think there's going to be some more work that is going to be done gearing up into the 2020 election. He's mindful of what's going on, and he's putting people in place that are going to do the right thing for the American people. So I think we should just say more to come on it.
Awesome. Well, Paris Dinard, advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, we appreciate your insight here. We look forward to seeing what the president is able to do with his next 2 years leading into the campaign.
Thanks so much, Anne. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Paris Dinard, great to speak with him there.